This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. A lot of the conversation about the change of administrations and how that is going to affect businesses has been on the very big picture issues, corporate taxes and regulations and Obamacare. But corporate America is way more than just the multinationals, you know. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace went to Ohio and talked to two small business owners with very different takes on what is coming.
Meet a small business owner who's looking forward to January 20th.
Hi, I'm Greg Knox with Knox Machinery.
We're in his showroom. He sells highly automated machine tools for cutting specialized parts for cars, weapons, medical supplies. Right now, one of his display machines is being used for personal reasons, etching out a nativity scene onto little rounds of metal for the office Christmas party.
So Doug is working on making very expensive Christmas ornaments.
Knox employs about 50 people in the suburbs of Cincinnati, and his business is fine, but he says
the number of jobs I've seen leave this region because of the bad trade agreements that Donald Trump has been talking about are just staggering.
He's counting on Trump to even the playing field for American manufacturers, his customers, by strong-arming China on currency issues and raising tariffs on imports. But tariffs could actually hurt his business.
Is it a sticky wicket? Of course. It's 2016. We just looked out of my showroom. You know, the Kitamura machine on the left is made in Japan. The Hyundai across the aisle is made in Korea.
He's most excited about the tax cuts. Trump has proposed cutting business taxes from 35 to 15%. He says that would go straight to his bottom line and allow him to hire more.
I promise you, there'll be more service vans in that parking lot. There'll be more people buzzing around this office.
Business overall has been expanding in this area. And as part of trying to drive economic growth, the Dayton-Cincinnati region has also embraced immigrants and refugees. But Knox says he doesn't have any immigrants working here, and he's enthusiastic about a wall on the border with Mexico and a possible ban on Muslims entering the U.S.
It's a return to nationalism. And many of us, Lewis, especially us older farts like me, we're okay with nationalism.
Just up I-75 in Dayton's quiet south suburbs, immigration and its economic effects are more visible. There are Mexican grocery stores, a Lebanese restaurant, and neighborhoods that have become a bit more racially diverse. Diana Rangel and her husband both run their own businesses as independent contractors in Centerville. She's a private Spanish tutor. He does roofing. And they're both Mexican-American U.S. citizens. She says she doesn't think Trump will be good for them.
I feel as a small business owner that he's not. I feel quite the opposite.
She voted for Clinton, partly because she's really worried about Obamacare, which covers them and their kids. She makes more than $60 an hour now as an independent contractor. He makes more than $20. But if they lose their health care, one of them might have to go work for someone else. She's been looking at classified ads and says the jobs they could get pay a lot less.
I'm happy with my insurance, but now I'm worried about what's going to happen.
She's also scared about how the racial climate has changed. Right after the election, her daughter came home from high school one day.
And she said this random girl walked up to me and started screaming and said, "Go back to your country."
Her husband was born in Mexico. She says he's been questioned multiple times recently by potential customers about his immigration status. She's worried he'll have a harder time getting work.
So yes, racism has been around since, you know, forever. But the way that it's presented now is a lot different.
She says Centerville is a welcoming community for immigrant-run businesses now, but she's worried that could change. I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.